This is GQDN for Monday, September 25th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By the way, there's an Audible sale going on right now. So you can get a credit from us and then go to the sale and get more credits. Cool stuff. Patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Resident Evil news, Star Wars as well, and somebody left Platinum Games. But today, something serious did happen over the weekend, and it was a hack. In fact, all the PlayStation players know this. I should know it by now, because Kotaku, Eurogamer, and PlayStationLifestyle.net all said the same thing. PlayStation was hacked. I'm getting this from Kotaku, and this article came out earlier today from an Australian cybersecurity publication called the Cyber Security Connect, and it said that the PlayStation maker was cracked by ransomed.vc. Now, ransomed.vc is based in Russia and Ukraine, okay? And so far, they have taken some Java files and a document tree housing 6,000 files. And that's from the Sony's internal log in page. Now, what ransom.vc said was, quote, "We have successfully compromised all of Sony's systems. We won't ransom them. We will sell the data due to Sony not wanting to pay. Data is for sale. We are selling it. And the date for the sale is on the 28th. So, if you have been hacked, your data is now for sale. Hopefully they didn't take anything from me. We'll see. But this hasn't been the first time that Sony has been hacked. Because 2011, Sony did have a massive breach that had 77 million registered accounts compromised, and the online features were totally inoperable. Now, Sony did have to explain that stuff to Congress, and Sony had to give away games and money because of it. Now, 6,000 files may be a little thing, but what Kotaku did say was a hack is still a hack. So obviously, we'll keep our eyes on this. Now, on a little bit of lighter news, the acquisition of Bungie, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, did tell Sony PlayStation that acquisition was more valuable than the Xbox acquisition of Activision. Got it? Well, that is what the PlayStation boss Jim Ryan did say. So what he said was, quote, "When you look at the $69 billion for Activision compared to $3.6 billion for Bungie, we believe that Bungie can give us way more than $69 billion acquisition of Activision. And that's before considering the relative value of particular transaction. So what is more valuable?" That's what he's saying. Do you think that the Activision Blizzard is more valuable than Bungie going to PlayStation? Or do you think that Bungie's more valuable to PlayStation than what Activision Blizzard is to Xbox? If you get my question, you can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Or X. Now, according to both Polygon.com and GameInformer.com, here we go with names again, Hideki Kayama is now leaving Platinum Games. So, I did say X, right? Here's what he said. Quote, "As announced on the official Platinum Games X account, I will be leaving Platinum Games October 12th, 2023. This came after a lot of consideration based on my own beliefs, and was by no means an easy decision to make. However, I feel this outcome is for the best. I will continue to create my Hideki Kamiya way. I hope you'll keep your eyes peeled." So, here's what Platinum did say. Quote, "We're truly grateful for his creative ideas, leadership, and contribution to the growth of Platinum Games from our startup to this very day. We believe that he will continue to succeed in his future endeavors as a game creator. We are looking forward to seeing the game industry grow into a better place with him in it. We wish him all the best for the future." So, we'll see what he does. He did direct Okami, The Wonderful 101, And he was working on Scalebound, but that was going to be an action game for Xbox, but Microsoft did cancel the project. So what else could there be? We shall see. Now, according to NintendoEverything.com, and we knew there was going to be some fallout for this, Ballistic NG did cancel its Switch game because of Unity. Now, we talked about Unity a couple weeks ago, but the Switch version of Ballistic NG has been canceled because of it. In fact, Neo Genesis did explain what was going on the Steam page. And what they said was, quote, Nintendo has a rolling Unity version requirement for game releases, and we're already behind the threshold by 2 years. So that's why they stopped. They were behind. But they went on to say, quote, by the time we'll have a Switch version of Ballasting NG ready, the threshold for Unity versions will exceed the new versions that Unity are pushing their TOS changes with, and we currently have no confidence that they won't try pulling another move or pushing back to the original plans under beyond this new TOS. Despite Unity's efforts to recover after their PR disaster, there just isn't any trust and security for us to continue moving forward with newer versions of their tools in the foreseeable future. Now, according to Rock Paper Shotgun, Capcom did say that the PC version of their games will be the main platform for Resident Evil, because Resident Evil is going to iPhone. So, well, once again, names. Here we go. Hideo Tsujimoto did talk to Bloomberg, and they did acknowledge that the high-quality mobile releases, including Resident Evil's touted games, will be on the iPhone 15 Pro, which will be part of their goals. But he said also, quote, for many years, PC has been our main platform. We are currently selling 230 countries and regions through the PC platform. While we continue to use the PC as our main platform, I hope to achieve our 100 million copies goal with contribution from AAA titles on smartphones. What he further said was, quote, rather than acquiring an outside company, we prefer organic growth. Adding that Capcom was previously a target in industry managers and acquisitions discussions. Though, I just quoted rockpapershotgun.com. My bad. But I'm leaving that in because, further quote, and this comes from the COO, it is important to train and develop human resources in-house in order to carry out growth strategies. I also believe we can utilize external partners, but we have no intention of acquiring companies. Oh, that was Microsoft talking. We like Phil Spencer, don't we? Come on. All right, on from that debacle to something maybe better. According to Polygon.com, Star Wars Jedi Survivor could have a sequel. Well, the game's star, Cameron Monaghan, who plays Cal, said that he's thinking that a sequel is coming. In fact, he was on a panel discussion on Ocala's Comic-Con, and he said, quote, we're working on the third. We're in the process of doing it right now. That's been a big undertaking, and hopefully when all things are said and done, we'll be able to make something really cool for you guys again. Most likely, he was talking about the current writer's strike. And once that does subside, he can go on and do the video games. So, we'll see what happens there. Kotaku did say that Payday 3 devs were talking about the matchmaking issues. So, the matchmaking servers may have been a mess, according to Kotaku there at its first week. And the maker of the game, which is Starbreeze Studios, did blame some unforeseen issues, because some of the players did look like that they were always online, and they were trying to work on the online services because they were less dependent. Now, Admutahar did show a screenshot on X, and he said, quote, got that double matchmaking Easter egg on Payday 3, and it's just a screen saying matchmaking error, matchmaking error. But Starbreeze did give a statement, quote, matchmaking software encountered an unforeseen error, which made it unable to handle the massive influx of players. The issue caused an unrecoverable situation for Starbreeze's third-party matchmaking partner. A new version of matchmaking server software was gradually deployed across all regions, leading to improved performance. However, a software update made by the partner late Sunday again introduced instability to the matchmaking infrastructure. The partner continues to work to improve and stabilize Payday 3 online systems. Now, the Donkey King got up on X and said, quote, as soon as I saw it, was always online and I went from a buy to a hard pass. I wish you the best of luck on the game, but who didn't see this coming? So, Tobias Sorgen, sorry about the name, did reply. Recommendation, Game Pass is better than hard pass. Wink emoji. Jokes aside, been communicated by Andreas, for example, that team is looking at possibility to add some sort of offline mode. So we'll see. Offline mode? Okay. PC Games End, it'd say that all you Resident Evil fans can just relax. Just relax. They're saying that because Capcom is not open to negotiation with Microsoft because they have Resident Evil, Monster Hunter, Street Fighter, and other games. Capcom right now is having a good time right now. So, right now, Resident Evil is going through Resident Evil 4 Remake and the Separate Ways DLC. But since Microsoft has been buying up companies along with Sony PlayStation, if they bought Capcom, that would give a good foothold on the Japanese market. But the CEO of Capcom did say, quote, I would gracefully decline the offer because I believe it would be better if we were equal partners. Okay. Now, we get to some good things for PlayStation because PlayStation just going through a rough time this weekend. But with the bad, there's the good. PlayStation Lifestyle has both articles and they're saying that September 25th to October 1st, here are some games that are coming to PlayStation consoles. Okay, long list, so I'll give you some pretty good hits here if I can. Truck Driver, The American Dream is one. Overpass 2, EA Sports FC 24, and Paw Patrol World. PlayStation 4 has Terraformers, There Is No Light, Cocoon, EA Sports FC 24, and Ninja Kids, Time Masters. In all, there are 26 games going to PlayStation 5, where PlayStation 4 gets a little bit different list of 26 game releases, at which EA Sports FC 24 is available now to you, along with other games. But what could you get for free for a limited time? Now, you can get a free game if you're in the PlayStation Upgrader program from a list of 12 games. This is only available in the US, and this promotion runs to October 20th. Now, you will have to complete a few steps in order to grab the free game. So you can go to the PlayStation Store. That's where a banner would direct you to a page where you can download the game of their choice for free. Now, what could be in there? Well, this does have some pretty big hits to it, like Sackboy: A Big Adventure, Ratchet & Clank, Rift Apart, God of War Ragnarok, Death Stranding. So, if you're a part of the program, follow the steps that's provided to you, and you can pick out your new game for free. Have fun with that. I know we're still looking for the finalization of the deal. We're keeping our eyes on it, as what we always do. We all look for that there on Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.